We trust everyone is having a great start to the day. This week, we are directing our attention to some comments made regarding a 2014 religious landscape study by Pew Research. An article was published concerning this report on May 13th by the Oklahoman. We want to consider other comments that were made and, in like manner, comment on them. The Oklahoman reported that Oklahomans expressed little surprise by decline in Christian population, and we do see a trend right now of a general apathy toward the things of God. As this article progresses, there's a statement by an Oklahoma atheist that says she was especially pleased with the study's finding that the religiously unaffiliated are comparatively young and getting younger on average, while many American religious groups are aging. In response to the statement, the Pew Research Center's Religion and Public Life Project, released in 2012, said of this unaffiliated younger group, that is the millennials, if past is prologue, these young adults may develop a stronger belief in God over the course of their lives, just as previous generations have. The report indicated that 86% of these millennials believed in God, and, as it was aptly put, that means as the younger get older, they get wiser. To say that the millennials are less religious would be similar to saying they are less wise, concluding from that our society is becoming less wise, because the unaffiliated are comparatively young. Now, the report supports that as they mature, they may develop a stronger belief in God over the course of their lives, just as previous generations have. In addition, she said, today they, this younger group, don't have to rely on an ancient book to solve their modern problems. This ancient book has led many nations to greatness, and wise men and women to greater wisdom. There are no modern problems that this ancient book does not solve. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2 and verse 16. Every modern problem can be traced back to one of these three conditions, that is, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and vainglory of life. And this ancient book instructs us as how to avoid modern problems. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon saying, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Proverbs 29 and verse 18.